problems and issues we cannot imagine. Husband cannot imagine, he is just sleeping. Wife has all those problems in her stomach, in the womb. Sometimes she gets dizzy, sometimes she vomits, sometimes she has a headache, sometimes uncomfortable situation. All these 9 months. Just imagine, if you have to compare yourself and you say, oh, I am also father and I did a great job, just put some weight on your stomach and carry that weight every day from morning to evening. And every day just increase that weight on your stomach and remain for 9 months. Go to the work, drive, go for shopping with that weight. Will you be able to do that? It's no comparison. So she carried 9 months with all these pains, and she gave the birth with the pain, and after that she fed you for 2.5 hours. Salasuna Shahran. That is why when the Sahabi came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked, who has most right upon me? Rasulullah said, your mother, 3 times repeated. And the 4th time, he said, your father. So Ulama explained why Rasulullah mentioned this particular hadith, the rights of the mother, 3 times. Because there are 3 occasions where mother was alone. Meaning, all 9 months of pregnancy, she carried this burden. She carried this pain by herself. Husband was not involved in that process. 2nd time, she gave the birth by her own. At the time of the birth, giving the birth, husband is not participating. That was individually only mother, right? And the 3rd, after giving the birth, she breastfeed the child for 2.5 years. And that breastfeeding also, only mom does. Father cannot breastfeed. He doesn't have milk. So these 3 processes, individually, exclusively, only mom does. Father is not involved. Father involves after the birth. Yes, he takes part in, and he carries all the burden, financial burdens, you know, taking care of the needs and necessities of the child, taking him to the doctor, paying the fees, medicine, bringing the clothes, buying the clothes and toys and food and whatever needs of the child, he is fulfilling afterwards. And he is taking part actively after the birth of the child to upbring the child. That is his job. He is earning the money for that and is spending on his child. That's why 4th time, Rasulullah said, your father also have right upon you. But 3 times more, the mother has the right upon the father. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah has mentioned, one sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the rights of the parents? Rasulullah said, there are your Jannah or your hell. You decide. If you want to go to Jannah, serve your parents, make them happy. Then by their pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy and He will forgive your sins and will grant you Jannah. On the other side, if your parents are unhappy, displeased with you, then you are going to go to the hell. This is the evidence and this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadiths, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith, qala sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul a'mali ahabbu ila Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, what is the best act and deed loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I can do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as-salatu ala waqtiha. First and foremost right upon the believers is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hukukullah. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your real creator, your sustainer, your provider. The first right is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salatu ala waqtiha. Don't delay it. Pray on time. When time arrives, just pray. This is the right of Allah. And Allah loves this amal. If a person is praying, delaying the salat, then he is fulfilling, he is still praying the salat. But Allah doesn't love it. God is supposed to respond immediately when the call comes. When as a Muazzin say, Hayy ala salah, he has to leave everything. Nothing is greater and better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular time. So those who are delaying salat and praying later on, they are not making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Although they are praying, but Allah is not happy with them. As-salatu ala waqtiha. A praying the salat on a specific time, that is the amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second thing, thumma ayyuqal. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked, what is the next amal after the praying salat on time? Qala birrul walidain. To be kind, respectful, dutiful towards your parents. Qultu thumma ay qala al jihad fi sabilillah. Sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put the birrul walidain, respecting, honoring and serving the parents first before the jihad. Even a person is sacrificing his life for the sake of Allah, is very great amal. But a person is serving his mom is greater than sacrificing himself in battlefield. That's why the jihad comes on third category. That's why one of the sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was so excited. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to take part in jihad. I want to sacrifice my life for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, is your parents alive? He said, yes, my mom is still alive and she is very old. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you better go home, serve your parents. Your jihad is the service of your parents. Meaning if you go in path of Allah, you sacrifice, you die, you will be killed, you will get the shahada, you will be martyr, right? And a person martyr, you go direct into the Jannah. That's one side. But right now, your mother deserves her rights, her service. So for you, it's better to sacrifice yourself in path of Allah. Instead of that, you go home and serve your mom. By serving your mom, you will get the greater reward than jihad. This is the difference we have to understand. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, this I would say, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, that ma min waladin barrin yandur ila walidayhi nadratan rahmatan illa katabullahu lahu bi kulli nadratin hajjatan mabrura. قالوا وإن نظر كل يوم مئة مرة قال الله أكبر واتيب حكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that if a person, a son or daughter, just look at to their parents with the eyes of mercy, not serving, not talking, no greeting, just looking at with the good eyes, with the eyes of mercy, kindness, love, compassion, just by looking to your mom and your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you hajj mabrur, accepted hajj. When sahaba heard this hadith, they were excited. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amal is so easy, so simple, just to look at to the parents. What if a person is looking at the parents 100 times a day? It doesn't cost any money, it doesn't require any effort, just looking at to the parents. With the eyes of mercy, obviously, not with the big eyes, red light. Eyes of mercy and kindness. So if he look at you 100 times a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, definitely he will get the reward of 100 hajj maqbool. Because Allahu Akbar wa atiyab, Allah's treasure is very vast. There is no limitation, there is no shorts in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you repeat looking at your mom and dad just 100 times a day, definitely Allah is going to write in your book of deed 100 hajj and umrah, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a simple amal. What does this mean, my brothers? This is only we should do, just look at your mom day and night, do nothing. It means the small act of looking at such a great reward. If you serve your mom, if you feed her, if you feed your dad, if you take care of their needs and necessities, if you take them to the hospital, to the clinic, wherever they need to go, and you are kind with them, bring the clothes for them, fulfill their old needs and desire, is better, is much greater than just looking at You're spending money, spending time, you're taking care, you are tolerating, you are patient, especially when they are old. All those patience, all this sabr and tolerance you are going through with the serving of your mom and dad, look at and imagine, you can't imagine how much of reward Allah is going to give you. Because just by looking at Allah prepared to give you a Hajj and Umrah is accepted. If you serve, is much greater and better reward for that. We cannot imagine how much of reward Allah is going to give us just serving our parents. So my brothers and sisters, our Mother's Day is not only second Sunday of the year, May. Our Mother's Day is every day. Our Father's Day is every day. Take care of your mom. You are fortunate. Your parents are still alive. And those whose parents are dead, they should pray and make dua and maghfirah for them. Rabbil hamuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allah, have mercy upon them as they had mercy and kindness upon me while I was child, while I was young. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.